Did you know that multitasking actually reduces productivity? There was a study done that showed that multitasking can reduce productivity by up to 40%. When you batch tasks together, it allows you to focus on one thing at a time, and that actually increases your productivity. It lets you work more efficiently. And this increase in efficiency can actually help you create content more consistently, which is essential for running a successful blog. So what this all means is the best way to stay on top of your blog is to batch your content creation. We are going to go through a step-by-step guide on what you need to do in order to batch your blog content creation. And this will both boost your productivity and increase your efficiency.
And now it's time for some more DIY SEO tips with Jennifer Regina.
The first step is brainstorming ideas. So if you want to batch your blog content, the first thing that you're going to need is a pool of ideas. And the best way to come up with this is to do your keyword research. Keyword research is always important if you have an SEO-focused blog, and the beginning of batching your blog content is the perfect time to get that keyword research done so that you have a pool of ideas to choose from. Now, we are not going to dig into the step-by-step of how exactly to do your keyword research. This is really its own topic, and we do already have a video that outlines this process. So I will add a link to that in the video description, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, there will be a link in the show notes. The next step is to create a content calendar. Okay, so we went through and we brainstormed all of our ideas, but now we need to plan them out. And the best way to plan them out is to create a content calendar. This is another item that I do have a separate guide on. So if you want to know more about that, I will add a link to our content calendar guide in the show notes and the video description as well. But I will talk about it a little bit here to give you an idea of what we need to do. So our content calendar is going to take our ideas that we just brainstormed, and it is going to assign them to some dates that we want these to end up going live. Now, how far out you want to build your content calendar is up to you. Now, what I like to do is I like to plan out a quarter at a time. So I'll do 3 months in my content calendar just so that I have a nice roadmap of where I'm going. Now, I do not batch a whole quarter at once. That would be a lot of work, and it would take a long time to put that batch together. So I normally plan my content calendar a quarter at a time, but when it comes to choosing my batch size, I try to keep it in small chunks. So if you're creating a blog post every week, a month is about a good chunk of calendar to try and batch out. So ideally, you want your batch size to include about 3 to 5 articles. And it's not a bad idea to start with a smaller batch size, and then as you get better at batching content, you can just adjust as needed. Step 3 is to write the articles. So when you're ready to write the articles, tackle one at a time. I normally start on whichever one is going to be posted first, completely write that, and then move on to the next one. While you're doing all this patching, remember, you're saving time by not multitasking. So just work on one, get yourself in that mindset, get it done, and then move on to the next one. Step 4 is to add visuals. So it's important to add visuals wherever you can to these articles. I normally don't worry about this while I'm writing it, which is why that's in a separate step. But once you're done, go through and figure out what kind of visuals you can add. Is there a chart that would make sense? Or maybe there's a photo that you can add. Figure out any kind of graphic that would make sense to include in this and try to do at least one in each article. The more the better, but at a minimum, try to add one visual element at least to each article. Next, it's time to schedule the posts. So to schedule the posts, you'll go into your content management system or your CMS and schedule your posts there. So for example, if you're using WordPress, that is your CMS and that's where you'll schedule your posts. And in WordPress, it's super simple to schedule it. Just enter in the date you want it to go live. And if that date is in the future, the publish button just changes to a schedule button. So how you schedule it will vary depending on your content management system, but they should all have a way that you could schedule it so that it will post on the date that you have planned in your content calendar. The next step is to repurpose the content. So now we have our article created and it's all scheduled to go live, but let's get as much value out of this content as we can. If you can repurpose it to go on some different platforms, you'll be able to expose your reach without having to create a bunch of new content. So one of the ways that I like to do this is when I create a blog article, I also create a YouTube video and a podcast. So that allows people to consume the content however they want to. Maybe they don't want to read a blog. Maybe they'd rather watch a video or just listen to it on their drive to work. Another fun way to repurpose your content is you could use short form video. So instead of trying to repurpose the entire piece, you could just take a few snippets out and put those in a small digestible short form content that you could put either on Reels or YouTube Shorts. And then another fun way to repurpose your content is I like to use the carousel feature on Instagram, which is when you put a bunch of pictures and then you could swipe through them. In the carousel feature, it works really well to do basically a mini course. So make sure your first two slides are more visually appealing, or at least that first slide, because that's what a lot of people are going to see. And then have arrows and indications that they can swipe through, and then have just a quick way that they could learn a few things. And then on the last one, you can have a link so that if they want to read the whole article and get more information, they know where they can go next. And all of these different ways of repurposing the content is just so that you can get more value out of all of the time that you've already put into creating this blog article. So the more that you can repurpose it to go on different channels, the more value and reach that you'll get with it. So that is the process that I like to follow when I'm batching my content, just to try and make the process as efficient as possible. And I'm not the only blogger that sees the benefit in batching content creation. Many bloggers have found a benefit in this, including Amy Porterfield. She has even gone as far as saying that she not only batches, she mega batches. And her mega batching is actually really similar to the process that we just went over. She talks about how she not only batches the recording, she batches the brainstorming process. She batches after the recording, creating the social media posts and any outreach that needs to be done. Anything that needs to be done, she tries to get it done in a batch. Batching blog content really is the key to be able to create consistent content for your blog. And not only does it allow you to create consistent content, but it also allows you to free up your time to take care of other items for your blog. By batching your content in one sitting, you have other time to work on business growth. If instead you were writing new articles and creating content every week to try and stay on top of your schedule, you would just feel like you're treading water. You wouldn't be able to make progress in any other aspect of your business. And batching content is the strategy that's going to allow you to get ahead. I really hope this helped you. And if it did, please subscribe. Happy marketing.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed this, please subscribe. This episode was brought to you by ClearPath Online, a DIY SEO tool for your website.